Oh, that's just a prelude. Hey, welcome everyone. Oh, this is Sunday Night Go. You know, ironically, you're going to hear that again sometime throughout the broadcast. I mean, within this broadcast, because the jazzy one had that on her list. So, Jazz.
I am here. I am here.
Okay.
Happy Sunday.
I just want you to know that song was in my rotation. And so it wasn't planned to be played before the broadcast. So, but I'm glad you're on because we will play it again. It's on your list. And yes. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are unaware, you just tuned in for the first time to Sunday Night Go. Those who have been listening all month, you know that the entire month, not just one day, has been Jazz's birthday.
That's true.
Yeah, her birthday celebration. So this is the finale. I don't like the word finale. I don't like the word finale, stuff like that. Let's say your birthday celebration continued.
Continued. Okay.
I don't like that. Well, anyway, it's so lovely seeing you. Let's see. Yes. I think you left me alone last week, didn't you?
I did. I had to work at one of my other jobs last week, and I got off late.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
I trust that the mice didn't play too hard while the cat was away.
Well, I guess what I think there's something called the Fifth Amendment. Okay. I'm going to exercise my constitutional privileges, constitutional rights. That's exactly right. Let's put it like this. It was a blast.
I can imagine it was.
It was a blast. And so I hope the week has treated you well. I hope you enjoyed yourself this week. I'm so happy to see you again.
Yes. Right? Yeah. And I'm happy to be seen and hi to all of the listeners, happy Sunday. And this is going to be some jazz this week.
Oh, yes. Oh, you know,
mainly jazz.
I love the list. Now, check number 17 because with Althea Renee, when I type in Champagne Life, Deja Vu Live pops up. We're going to play it and see if that's the same song that you want. But why don't we kick this thing off? Oh, my God. Goodness, one of my favorite bands of all times. And I like to know on the other side, are they still, I believe they still are playing. I believe they are still active. And that is the Average White Band.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite, all time favorites. Pick up the pieces. Sunday Night Go. You hanging with me, WB and the Jazzy One.
That's me.
And that's her. Come on, let's get it. Come on, y'all. Hey, Jazz, Mike says hi.
Tell him hello.
Yeah, he heard you. Come on. That's right. Come on. Count the basic. Man, you better tell somebody. This bus thing, Studio W, are you kidding? This thing jammed.
Would you like to come and try my style?
Count the basic. Jazz in the house.
Something from the wilder side.
In the his house, baby.
Life without a care. A sweet sensation in the
doing
air.
What we do.
You can come and fill your fantasy. Everything is yours, it's for free.
Come on now.
Music's grooving, body's hot and moving. Oh,
oh yeah.
I'm gonna take you on a pleasure ride where your mind is free to fly.
Yeah. Right. She's in the house.
In the house. We are here in your house. In your house. So let's have fun tonight.
Man, oh man. Let's see.
Tell me, would you like to stay a while? Come here, put your head.
Maria, is it safe? Yes. Hey. Man, this is so good. I don't know how much more this I can take. We got jazz in the house. Yes, we do. There's jazz in the air. Hey, jazz. Wow. Hey. Wow. Wow. You know, I tried to add that to the rotation.
Uh-huh.
It was already there.
Of course it was.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sunday Night Gold. If this is your first time, I want you to kick back, grab a glass, and just have just 2 hours of the greatest fun in your life. And our objective is to kickstart your week. And so thank you so much for tuning in. Now, please share it with somebody. Please share it with at least one somebody. And that's studiow.buzz. Studiow.buzz. Go to the website. Check it out. If you want to hear this show again or share it with a friend, you can go to archive shows tomorrow and check it out. Our apps should be updated pretty soon. It takes a while. Apple is just so slow. And so I'm saying this too, our listeners who are listening via Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter, or you shared it with someone, you shared the app with someone, and they said, I can't download it. That's because it needs to be updated. And it's taking way too long. I'm about to lose my mind up in here. What's that song? It's just absolutely incredible.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
Oh, up in here.
DMX.
That's why I have this co-host of mine. She's not only beautiful and lovely, she's also extremely talented, and she knows her music. She's a professor of theory and arts. I mean, how lucky do you get?
Hey.
This is absolutely incredible. And we're celebrating her whole month of birthday celebrations. I mean,
we are.
Yeah, yeah. We are. She, look, she's not too shy about that. But I do want to acknowledge a few people here. A 7UP is one of our avid listeners, one of my closest fans, one of my favorite fans, because she shares and listens. And also, and she's somewhere around the country. I have no idea her location. Mm-hmm. She's in an undisclosed location, but that's okay too.
Yeah.
But I have to also acknowledge my first technical engineer. Mm-hmm. And she also would broadcast sometimes because she loves talking. Okay. And, she's out there in Southern California, and, she started, with me, or she was on with me from the very beginning. And that is Maria Rodriguez. I've always loved Maria. I've always loved you, girl. Thank you so much for everything you've done, to make sure, or to, help launch this thing. Deborah Howard. Love you too, girl. She was there from the very beginning. And so it means a lot. Going on 9 years now, and your friends, your supporters, fans, and they are still with you after 9 years. That warms my heart. I really appreciate you guys for tuning in. This is Sunday Night Gold with the Jazzy One. That jam
that
right there.
That would be me.
That is her. Okay. Jazz in the house. That is a cold jam.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Count Basie. Tell us a little bit about Count Basie before I move on.
Let's see what I can tell.
They were founded in 1991. I do know that.
Yeah. Before we go to Count Basie, the average white band is still performing as of 2022. According to my sources, they are still performing.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Very good.
And they're out of Scotland.
They are. You know, as a matter of fact, it has been for many, 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 many years one of my favorite groups. And the professor and I, Professor Mr. Elroy Boyd III, hope you're listening in. Send us a thumbs up. If you are, let me know. If you have any comments, I will share those as well. Oh, by the way, I did mention Mike Ward. my buddy, yeah. my friend. Yeah, don't be yeah. yin, Mike. okay, all right, yeah. But Mike, my great co-host on Thursday nights with Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast, we have some amazing shows now. It's different from this where Jazz will pick a theme. She'll yes. pick a theme and we'll go with it. And so the theme for her this month was very easy because it was her birthday month. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So there wasn't a whole lot of thought that had to be done with that one. I mean, that one was yeah. easy. We'll understand that. But Mad Mike and I, we have a show on Thursdays that we share and play various genres of music. Mm-hmm. Various genres of music. Smooth jazz, R&B. Jazz, reggae, country, rock, soul, southern soul, neo soul. Oh, Mike and I, we'll play anything.
Anything.
Yes, as long as it's good music, we'll play it, you see. And so Mike is just a great guy. We just love ribbing one another. Oh!
Yeah.
Waymaker just sent you, he says, happy birthday, beautiful, from D.A. That's Doug Waymaker.
You.
Yes.
Thank
out
you,
there.
Thank you.
In Biloxi, Mississippi.
Mississippi. Oh, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Man. See, I love this. See, what is Mike talking about now? Okay. Oh, I can't believe. Yeah, I do believe that you said that. He talking about sit in your big chair and push the buttons. Mike. Okay, I got a button for you right now.
Uh-oh.
Okay, here it is.
Here we go.
Got a jazz.
Count Basic.
Hey guys, kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy. And take this with you tomorrow on your way to work. Hopefully, we can put a smile on your face that will carry you. That we're carrying. Oh, this one too. Let me check. I bet your jazz is in there. It's already there. It's in the rotation.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Come on. It's real good, man. WB and the Jazzy Diva.
And that would be me.
Right on time. Count Basic. Got to do. Drum and bass, Count Basic. That lady Coco just listening. Adrian Ratson. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to Sunday Night Gold. Yours truly, WB, hanging out with the Jazzy One, the Jazzy Diva. Thank you.
The Buzz Studio W. Sunday Night Gold with WB and the Jazzy Diva.
Count Basic. Oh, let me look. Oh, she's got to be here. Called drum and bass. Absolutely. Hey, this is The Buzz. This is Sunday Night Gold here. I hope you guys are having as much fun as we are right here. And thank you so much for listening. And if you're listening to us, wherever you are around the globe, please share with somebody, okay? All right. StudioW.Buzz. StudioW.Buzz. That's our website. You can also go to our apps. They should be updated in a minute now for those, new listeners. You guys who already have the app on your phones or on your laptops or on your desktops, they still work perfectly fine, but it's for new users and it takes a while. I don't understand with technology today why, and especially when you're paying for it, why does it take so long to update? But anyway, with the party goes on, if you're on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, and you want to hear this show, and you want to hear full stereo, just go to Studio W dot Buzz, B-U-Z-Z, Studio W, don't forget the W, dot Buzz, anywhere around the globe. Please share with your friends, okay? We're asking you. To share it at least with someone tonight, all right? So let's do that. You still have time. Jazz, I noticed on your list you have Count Basic, and there were several songs that we played by Count Basic, which I absolutely loved, right? Yeah. And you had more songs by Count Basic than you have anyone else. I see a couple by Ramsey Lewis, and then Althea Renee. Okay, you have some Sade here too.
So, yes, I do.
Yeah, yes, yes. Heat Wave, Always and Forever. You have some Marianne Meadows here. Candy Dolfer, Ronnie Jordan. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Okay. Oh. Wow. That was awesome voice. Are you talking about the 7-Up? Are you talking about the song or are you talking about the host here? Okay, please let me know. All right. Andy, it's called soliciting. So anyway, Jazz, I said earlier in the broadcast, we're going to play every song that you have on this list. So I'm going to cut the dialogue and just welcome Lady Coco. Hey, girl, how are you? She's tuned in. Like I mentioned, The Waymaker. Got to say something about The Waymaker. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish I had the drum roll sound effects up on here. Because just like Sunday Night Gold, love doing this show, okay, with the Jazzy Diva, okay? Mm-hmm. Because she always come up with great music, great personality, and it's a way to just jumpstart your week. So take the smile that you have on your face right now. Take it into work tomorrow. I guarantee you your day will be a lot better. And then on Wednesday nights, my. Cultural excellence with yours truly. and the Waymaker, Bessie Stokes, and a host of artists. Now, that show is, how different is that from this one? Mm-hmm. We have interviewed over the last several weeks a lot of up and coming artists, especially in the Southern soul and country genres. It's been a magnificent journey hanging out with the Waymaker. He brings on suggests that we have just great artists. Lady Coco, thank you so much. I believe she was on one of the very first broadcasts. We had Jeter Jones. Ladies, if you know anything about Southern soul, Jeter Jones, he's one of those cats that's on top of the charts. Okay, he's right up there. Well, we've had Mika. We had Miss Connie Moe on there. We had Summer Wolf last week. Whoa. Which leads me, I did something, Jazz. I haven't been able to talk to you because I know you've been extremely busy with your other, with your vocational, work, things of that nature. Okay. I invited a couple of more guests to come on next, Sunday night.
Okay.
And one of which is the aforementioned Summer Wolf.
Okay.
Did I bring her on? No, that's on another show. I'm sorry. Oh God. I'm getting my dates mixed up. I get my shows mixed up. But I wanted to do something. I wanted to do something, with, our lady, that is running for school board.
Okay.
Now, you said, why bring someone who's running for school board onto our musical platform? And the answer is simple, because when I interviewed this lady, I've interviewed her, several times, about four, maybe even five.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she is extremely qualified to be in that position. I mean, she's a doctor. She's been in the school system for over 30 years. And she's taught from everything from elementary all up to college. And I believe right now, currently, she's a dean in college, at the college level, rather. And what I found out, which is so disturbing, and this is not the show for talk about disturbance, but well, it depends on what we're talking about. She was telling me, which really alarmed me, is that you don't have to have any qualifications to run for school board.
Now, oh, you don't?
You don't. Now, think about what the school board does. The school board is in charge of everything, and this is, goes into every city, every county, every state across the United States. You don't have to have any qualifications. Now, what do they handle? They handle the budget. I think that's kind of important. They handle the curriculum. I think that's important. They handle the personnel, meaning who's hired, who's fired. They handle or they're in charge of what schools are being built, where they're being built, so forth and so on. And that means that you can run for school boards. You don't have to have any background in education, child development, budgeting, curriculum, administration, or anything. It's like the guy or the lady that's most popular because they had the most money behind them, they get these positions.
Uh-huh.
There's a danger there.
There is.
Huge. So I invited her to come on because one thing that came out of the interview that I asked her, and she was on another platform, we were talking about the positive effects that music can have on our students.
Right.
And since you being an educator in a great educator in your own right, I thought this might be a good idea because we're going to play a lot of great music. And mm-hmm. then we're going to break it down and we're going to talk about what it does to our children, whether they are listening to good music or they listen to something that could harm them. And also the importance of keeping music in our students, in our schools.
Right. Yeah.
So I thought that would be an interesting platform. So
it will be. And she can come on next Sunday because we vote the following Tuesday. So that would be a good time for her to come on.
That's exactly why I scheduled her. And I apologize for not giving you this. I'm telling this to the world right now on air. So
that's fine. Okay. I'm happy because remember, we need to serve our community as well. And this is considered public service. So yeah, bring her on.
Absolutely. And with that, how about some Ronnie Jordan?
Oh yeah.
Let me check and see if that's in the mix.
It should be.
It's already there.
Yeah.
Oh, this is really good, folks. Coming up, Candy Dolfer and Marion Meadows. Be right back. Oh, this is real good, man.
Sunday Night Gold.
Oh, this is Ronnie Jordan, and this is
okay,
Candy.
Right now, we have a very, very, very special
Dulfer.
Guest. Somebody I really, really admire. I think it's wonderful that he came all the way over here to do this two songs with me. Please give a big, big welcome for the one and only Dave Stewart.
Hey, Jazz, you're killing it. You are absolutely killing it.
Thank you.
You know I put it in the rotation, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, man. Come on, man. Drop the Mic, Stop the Presses. That was one cold jam.
Oh, yeah.
One cold jam.
That's already in your rotation.
It is.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, 7-Up, she says, enjoying it. Music selection has been outstanding. And 7-Up, I couldn't agree with you more. I'm having a blast. I can't even stay still in my seat here. This is Jazz.
Yes.
You know, okay, when you come on, I know your game plan. That is to step up to the plate and just knock it out of the park. Each and every time you step up, and that's exactly what you've done. Amazing, amazing, amazing stuff. I'm enjoying this so much. And we were talking about the power of music. Mm-hmm. How does it make you feel? And so when I hear a song like Lily Was Here, that's Candy Dulfer, spelled D-U-L.
F-E-R.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Just good stuff. Good God. And give the people an invigorate. What is she saying over here? Let me see. I'm reading something here. Give the people an invigorating beat, some swanky sax uplift, and watch the pain melt away. There's power in the words.
And that's deep.
Power.
That's true. That's definitely, yeah, that's power. That's deep. Who said that?
Candy Dulfer.
Oh, yes. Oh,
I mean, her publicist or whoever wrote something.
Whoever wrote it for her.
Or whoever wrote something. She could have written it herself. Oh. Give them some swanky sax uplift and watch the pain melt away. Weren't we just talking a few minutes ago about the healing power of music?
Yeah.
And look, folks. Jazz, yeah. I can't say this enough. The effect that music has on our lives is vastly, greatly underrated. We listen to, and this is my point. Mm-hmm. We listen to music. Most of us love music. Okay. But we really don't realize what it does for or to us. I believe that. If you knew that you could take something that will make you feel good most of the time, mm-hmm. if not all the time. Okay, that pill, it would be music.
Oh, yes.
It would be music. Absolutely amazing stuff. Let me shut up. I'm going to get to more music right here. Let's do this. This is Sunday Night Go with WB and the Jazzy One.
That's me.
In the house.
Oh, yeah.
Marion Meadows. It's called Suede. Come on. Can we do this?
Oh, yeah. We can do this. Let's do this.
That's Marion Meadows. Yes, yes, yes. And gotta do this one. Always and forever. Heat wave. Always.